What's going on, y'all? Cuddy from Cuddy TV. We are back at it again. This is episode 9 of 82 Seconds with Cuddy. And if you've been tapped in with me since episode 1, give me a round of applause. Come on, y'all. I know I can't hear y'all, but y'all can hear me, and I'm clapping for y'all because y'all been tapped in with me. I greatly appreciate that, man. Cuddy from Cuddy TV, episode 9. Season 1 is coming to an end very, very soon. And season 2... it's going to be even bigger and better, and that's what we're going to push it to be. So, if you've been locked in since season 1, again, you're a true fan. We don't know what we're going to do for everybody who's been listening, but we'll figure out something. If you go to theofficialcuddy.com, then you'll be able to find out what we're going to do. So, go to theofficialcuddy.com and tap in every single day. Yeah, every day. And then we're going to put some on there. But you gotta stay on it every day. If you ain't on it every day, we're going now. So don't skip out. What's going on, y'all? Episode 9, 82 Seconds with Cuddy. I'm proud to be here with y'all, to be y'all lovely host. I am a lovely host, by the way. We're going to crack down the categories as we normally do. We're going to go moves with Cuddy, advice with Cuddy, and then news with Cuddy. And I got a lot to talk about with y'all today. Y'all know it was Nipsey Hussle's birthday, so... come on, we gotta talk about that. And he's actually the reasoning for advice with Cuddy today. So let's get started with the podcast, man. Moves with Cuddy. I went to Rich Friend's album release party. My boy Brandon, Jimmy De Niro, and GZXO. Their album Rich Friend's with a dollar sign as the S at the end is available everywhere on all streaming platforms, man. It's an amazing album. I definitely recommend everybody to go tap in, especially if you're from New Jersey. We definitely need to be supporting more of our good New Jersey talent. So if we got good New Jersey talent, we got to push it out for the world to see, to let them know Jersey is here. That's the whole slogan behind Cuddy TV, Jersey we on. So, you know what I mean? Got to do a little tap in there. I tapped in. We went to Mount Holly, New Jersey. We went to a private location. And we listened to the whole album. There was a couple of personal favorites that were screened out throughout the night. I like the ABC song. I like Checklist song. I like Jumpin'. And then I like for you all to go listen to the album so you can tell me what you like. I'm telling you one of the ones I like. Now, follow me on Instagram at TheOfficialCuddy and tell me which ones you like. So... Rich Friends, man, my review of it, it's a great album. I definitely recommend everybody to go tap in. It's a New Jersey album, so that's another thing that I love, New Jersey talent. And it's indie talent, so it makes it even better. So if you can support the majors, you can support the indies, go listen to Rich Friends. It's officially out right now on all streaming platforms. The album release party was lit. They had cupcakes that had the album cover on it. Just a advice, mini advice from Cuddy for artists. You definitely want to add a different touch on to your events that you're doing when you're doing release events. My girl said something about the cupcakes. She was like, that was a real nice touch that they had their album cover on the cupcakes. I was like, you know what? That is a good ass touch. And people don't really do that. So a little advice for y'all motherfuckers. Be different, man. Stick out. And that's how you're going to succeed. So Rich Friends on all platforms and on Jersey Watch. If you go to weonjerseywatch.com, you'll be able to find it. So make sure y'all tap in. Rich Friends is a dope-ass album. So that's what I did this week. You know, we're quarantined. We're in a pandemic. I have to like, quote this. So when I listen to this, like, 8 years from now, I'm going to be like, damn, I was really in a pandemic doing a podcast. What was I on? What was I doing? Just doing a podcast. Now I'm going to be a millionaire by then, so I don't know what I'm doing at that point. I might have 8 podcasts by that point. Hopefully all of y'all are still listening. But we're in a pandemic right now, so the moves with Cuddy is a little slim. But that album release party was lit. So I had to make sure I come back to my fans and my followers and let y'all know that that joint was lit. And we're outside, baby. We're not outside every single day because we're not allowed to be. But we are outside. And that's an accomplishment. So moves with Cuddy, man. Moving on to the next subject. Advice with Cuddy. Like I said, it was Nipsey Hussle's birthday. So we gotta throw a little Nipsey Hussle in for 82 Seconds with Cudi, because Nipsey Hussle is a GOAT. That's why. Now we're moving on now. Advice with Cudi: consistency. That's what I want to tell you guys, man. I've been giving y'all advice for the past 8 episodes. This is my 9th episode. One thing I want to tell y'all: go listen to every single official episode. The pilot episode was just the beginner drawing I was giving y'all. That's just a fun time inside of Crate Space. Shout out to my boy Digital Crates. But seriously, I give y'all advice in all of these podcast episodes for y'all to take something away when you're done listening. And consistency is something I want to preach to you guys, because it's very, very, very important. Like, no matter where you're at, if you're consistent, you're going to make it, man. I can't even, like, specify how much I stress that. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even be knowing how all of this be happening. But I know consistency is the number one name of the game. Like, I see people coming. I've been in this industry officially for 2 years. I've been in the game for about 4. I've been running my business for about 5. So I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of people come, and I've seen a lot of people go. I've seen a lot of people start up, and I see a lot of people still here. And I tell you, all of the ones that are still here, they're definitely doing better than when they first started. Consistency is everything. You gotta stick at this. If you don't stick at this, it ain't never gonna work. You can't do it for 6 months and then stop and then try to pick it up for another 3 months and then stop and then, you know what I mean? Or you're like, you're doing it for like 3 hours a day, and then for 21 hours the rest of the day you're just playing video games, watching TV. You gotta be consistent with what you want to do in life. It doesn't matter what you want to do. You gotta be consistent with it. If you're consistent with it, you can be successful. I'm 100% telling you. I've never met nobody who is consistent in anything and didn't succeed. I'm talking about anything. I'm not even being biased right now. Whatever you're consistent in, something's going to come from it. So that's the same with your business. It's the same with your music. It's the same with your art. That's the same with any creative out there that's listening to this. I know it touches a lot of different people. I got a lot of different, people that listen to me. Remain consistent. Do not stop. Keep it going. It's like I can't tell you the levels that you can reach if you just keep going, because it's like a new level comes, and then you think you'd never get there, and then it's like, okay, well, this is my new level now, so now what's next? And then you start looking around, and then people are introducing you to a whole new level. You're like, oh, okay, well, now I gotta try to get there. And then it's like you get there, and then you're introduced to a whole new level. It's like you can consistently keep going up as long as you stay consistent. Something's gonna come. If you're thinking about doing a podcast, just get up into it. It doesn't even matter whether it's good or bad. If you got 10 episodes in, at least people gonna see that you got a catalog. They're gonna be like, well, he been doing it. Like, you can't say he got 10 episodes in. Like, what you want me to say about the dude? Like, you got 4, he got 10. Like, and their quality, especially if you're giving out quality work, it's like people are gonna catch on eventually. Whether they catch on episode 1 or episode 10, it doesn't matter. Keep it going. Stay consistent. That's a big thing about Nipsey Hussle. That's a big thing that he preached. You know what I'm saying? Hustle. You gotta hustle every single day. You gotta stay dedicated. So just stay dedicated to your hustle. Stay dedicated to your grind. No matter what you do, I don't care what you do, man. I just want you to stay dedicated and keep on hustling. Because it's possible, it's out there, you can do it. But you can't do it if you don't do it. I'm gonna be honest. I don't even know any other way to put that. I mean, like, it's the best advice I got for you, mommy and papi. Like, that's what you gotta do. For real though, you gotta stay consistent in this. If you're not consistent, you're never gonna see the results that you wanna see, and you're gonna think that it's never gonna work. But it's not that it doesn't work, it's that you weren't consistent. I can name a bunch of things that I wasn't consistent and I didn't see results in. And I can tell you a bunch of things I was consistent and I seen a lot of results in. So do not give up, keep on trying. If you fail again, don't matter. I done failed 87 times, I'm waiting for 88. Let's keep it going. Because it's like, you're only going to keep going. You're only going to keep going up. You don't go down. You only go down if you allow yourself to go down. Your failure is your new level now. Like, okay, this is my... Like, if you tried to get a blue check and they denied you, okay, well, at least I got denied once. Some people have never applied. This is my new level. I have to keep trying. So stay tuned out for that. Maybe by episode 10, I will have a blue check. Let's put that into manifestation. I've been working. Y'all see him on NBC. I see him on Yahoo, but it didn't happen overnight. Again, I told you I've been doing my business for 5 years. And this is, I'm just now getting on this. Like, I'm late. Like, this is something that's mandatory, that's needed, and I'm slacking on it. So it doesn't matter when you start. It doesn't matter how fast. It's just all about doing it, staying consistent with it, and keeping it going. So 100%, that's what I want to tell all my peoples with Advice with Cuddy. I've been itching to, you know, give you guys a piece of, you know, everything I got going on. I got a lot of success going on, and I just want to give back on what I'm doing to make it all happen. And everything that you guys have been seeing, even from the last episode, I was telling you guys about how to get on Yahoo and NBC and all of that. All of that started because I was just consistently searching. It didn't just, even the first person that I seen, I didn't just hop on him. Like, I had to go through trials and tribulations to find out what was real and what was really going to benefit me. So I went through it, I got through it, and now I'm here. So consistency, that's the Advice with Cuddy segment. That's what I really wanted to preach to y'all. That was really important for me for this episode. I wanted to get that off my chest. I want y'all to hear that and stay consistent, stay dedicated, and keep on hustling and grinding. News with Cuddy. This is about everybody's favorite thing to listen to. This is a reason why people listen to 82 Seconds with Cuddy. Y'all just want to hear my opinion on the things that are new, and y'all want to get caught up on things that are new that you just don't have time to get caught up on because you don't got time. I'm gonna be honest, I ain't got time. We all don't got time. But look, I got time to tell y'all what's going on, okay? So, news with Cuddy. Alright. You know what? We're just gonna start here. We're just gonna do it, okay? Project Power on Netflix. Everybody's been talking about it. Yes, it's a good movie, okay? I said it. Project Power is a good movie. Alright? I seen that. I know you seen everybody talking about it. I know. I got draped into it too. I was like, well, I mean, everybody on Facebook talk about it. That's how it started. Everybody on Facebook started talking about it. And then Black Twitter has arrived. And then there was memes everywhere. And I was like, well, I could check it out. And then I watched it. And yeah, it's a good movie. It's a Jamie Foxx movie. So we all should have expected that. The basis behind the movie is there's a pill that gives you powers depending on whatever type of person you are, whether if you're a good person, whether you're a bad person. Gives you those type of powers, and then everybody had different type of powers, and it was insane. But classic, I liked it, and starting to make me think, like, is that what y'all are working on next? Are you guys working on making a pill that's going to give people powers depending on what type of person they are? Because look, I mean, I ain't down to not take one of them pills. I'm just saying that because that's how lit the movie is. So I hope, after you just heard that, you said, hold on, wait, you would take a pill? I mean, shoot, if Cuddy would take a pill, I mean, I gotta go see what's going on. I at least gotta go see. So Project Power on Netflix, if you have Netflix and you ain't got nothing to watch and you are cuddling with your girlfriend, because fellas, if you listening to this, I hope you listening to this because you want to learn something for your woman and yourself, and but you know, for the ladies. So ladies, if you listening to this, you can surprise your man by turning on Project Power. He gonna look at you like, oh, baby, that was such a good suggestion. You smart. So, you can steal it from me. I ain't gonna say I told you or put you on. Because I got put on. I don't even know how I got put on. But I'm gonna put y'all on. Project Power on Netflix. Go check that joint out. Good movie. And it was trending inside of the U.S. anyway. So, I mean, that's gotta mean something, right? And Jamie Foxx is in it. Come on. Support black actors. Let's get it. The greatest thing happened, well, it was announced in the past couple of days. And if you are an NBA fan and you already know what I'm about to bring up and what I'm about to talk about, and we're not even about to just forget and act like it ain't here, we're just going to talk about it. The NBA Finals are back. That's right. I said it. NBA Finals are back. The way they did it this year, a little weird. Not even going to lie. Don't know how we got this whole thing set up, but it's all set up and it's done. It's done. Now let's talk about the West Side. We're going to get them the respect first. You know what I mean? They got big LBJ on that side, whatever. Y'all know you're not on the East no more, so I don't care. We got Lakers versus Blazers. I got Lakers. Damian Lillard, you cool? Now, are you really going to get past AD and LeBron? I'm just saying, that's your first opponent. We got to see you go against LeBron and AD. We seen you go against everybody else. But you're going to be able to beat them four times in a row? That's just a little hard for me to believe. He can do it. We've seen him do many things. Rockets versus OKC. I got Rockets. Y'all already know. Come on. I don't see. Chris Paul, you don't stand a chance. I love you. One of the greatest point guards ever. That team does not stand a chance. You probably get one. I'll be nice and give you two. You don't get serious. And if you surprise us, then I will. I'm not even going to say anything. Nuggets versus Jazz. Honestly, nobody cares. Let's just be honest. Who cares? Seriously. Do you care? So who are you going for? Tell me. Because I don't have a pick. Because I don't care. Clippers versus Mavs. Luka versus Kawhi. Good matchup. Paul George is in there. I'm kind of in the air about that one. Overall, going to have to pick the Clippers because of what Kawhi did to the season, to the whole NBA season, like when he was on the Raptors. I have to go with Kawhi. Definitely going Clippers. So that's my four. I want to hear your four for the West. We're going on to the East now. Bucks versus Magic. Come on. You already know the Magic stand no chance. Magic, come on. How did you guys even make it to the playoffs? Seriously, who's on your team? You name somebody from the Magic right now. Right now. Do it right now. Tell me right now. Oh, Aaron Gordon. Oh. Who's next? Exactly. Out of here. Pacers versus Heat. We're going to go with the who cares for this one. I think that's what we're going to go for. In this series, if I had to pick a series on a who cares series, it would be this series. I guess the Heat, you got Jimmy Butler. So, I mean, he's like the best likable person in this series, right? The Pacers, I think Victor Oladipo comes back. Again, who cares? I mean, that's just where we're at. We all know it. Come on, let's be honest. Moving on to the next series. Six Celtics and 76ers. This is the matchdown we all care about. Nobody cares about the rest of these series besides this series right here. Celtics are ultimately going to win because I'm a Celtics fan. And that's just what I believe. If you don't like it, nobody asked you anyway. You're listening to my podcast. But 76ers are definitely not going to win. Definitely best component to beat us, but just not going to have enough in the caliber. I will say that. That may be a 7-game series. And then Raptors versus Nets. Kyrie left the Celtics, so do I really want him to win? It would be nice to beat him. Gonna go Raptors because I don't want Kyrie to win. Kind of where I'm at because of everything you've been doing to us. I mean, you totally left the Celtics in the dust. So, I really don't, at least for this season, I really don't want to see you. So, personally, Raptors. That's my four for the East. I'm going to stop rambling with y'all now. That's what I'm going with. Gave y'all my four for the West. Gave y'all my four for the East. Who are your picks? And be honest, don't give me that made up fantasy. This I want the real factual Daxuals. If you're not hitting me with the factual Daxuals, don't talk to me. Alright? Because we know how cut it get down. I'm going on ESPN. I'm clicking up anything that you say. So if you're not hitting me with the factual Daxuals and you can't argue against my four picks, then just agree with me and just write a comment below like, Cuddy, you were right. I picked those four teams too. Moving on, by the way. Let me know y'all picks. Remember, at the official Cuddy on Instagram and then official Cuddy _ on Twitter. I don't know which platform y'all use, but if y'all use both, then you can follow me on both. If you don't follow me at all, I wonder how you found this. That's a little weird, but it's good, right? Because I don't know you. You don't know me. Wow. The power of the internet. Moving on though. The WAP song. I want to know your guys' opinion on it. So here's the Stanfield. Are we just going to go with, it's just like a song from back in the day. We've been listening to this type of music. It doesn't really matter. It's just two girls who already rap about whatever they've been already rapping about, put together on one song. We should expect it. Or are we going with, this is completely something that we should not allow? Let me know. Those are two options right there. Because we do, I will go into factuals, we have had songs like this back in the day. But to my argument, those songs also didn't go anywhere. I don't really know one song that's like this that went anywhere. I mean, I guess I had a little stop, because, you know, like, slob on my knob. Did that song really go anywhere? I mean, whatever. My opinion on it. I mean, look, they both made this type. I mean, come on, look at them. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, man. We expect anything different. Come on. Let's just be honest. Come on. That's it. That's all I got to say about that. Come on. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Look, let's talk about Nipsey Hussle before I get on out of here. Nipsey Hussle's birthday was yesterday. He was going to be 35, man. Nipsey Hussle has definitely been an inspiration. I've been listening to Nipsey Hussle since he's been doing his Crenshaw. Shout out to whoever put me on Nipsey Hussle. I forgot who it was in school. But you are dope. Because Nipsey Hussle is lit. And his birthday was yesterday. It's really crazy that he's not here. Because it's like, what? You took Nipsey? What? Look at all these people running around that we don't like. You want to take Nipsey? Goddamn. You just got to talk to the shooter. Did you pick the right person? Are you sure? Because we don't like this motherfucker over here. Yeah, you could gladly take him, okay? He's been to L.A., all right, you could gladly just grip his little, I mean, grip his ass up and take his ass away, okay? But no, we have to go for Nipsey. Nipsey was a guy, man. He left a legacy. That's what I was looking for behind. And he's motivated, I mean, three generations. Shoot, older people, younger people, and people of his generation. So it's like, I really just want y'all to go listen to Victory Lap. That's why I'm going to probably put Nipsey Hussle in the headline just so y'all can just go listen to Victory Lap. Because he's done an amazing thing. He's an amazing man. I just want to bring him up. Don't want his name to die. Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap. I've been streaming it. You stream it. We stream it together. Then we can have a streaming party. Speaking of parties, I like partying. If you got a party, you can send a party my way because I'm a party man. Let's get it. 82 Seconds with Cutty Man, the podcast. You guys are always locked in with me. I appreciate y'all. Go check out my new website, theofficialcutty.com, where you can find everything from my write-ups to my interviews to my vlogs to the video game I'm in, Everybody Beefs. If you don't know, I'm in a video game. And we're going to be putting all my TV episodes up on that website. So make sure y'all tap in theofficialcutty.com. Check out weownjerseywatch.com, the number one blog in New Jersey. That's lit. That blog's been doing crazy numbers. I've been loving it. Jersey Watch. weownjerseywatch.com. You can listen to Rich Friend's album right on Jersey Watch. And then check out Cutty TV, weownCuttyTV.com. Or type in Cutty TV on YouTube or on Google. Yeah. Getting to the point, I'm gonna tell y'all next episode. Y'all gonna see. Just know, stay tapped in, keep on listening. I love y'all. Stay blessed. 82 Seconds with Cuddy. I'm gone. Whoosh.